talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Design's Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And in a couple minutes, we'll be talking to James Guerin with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Also, Betsy Kalman with The Summer House, a brand new venture here in Charleston. We'll also be talking with Jeff Meyer with J. Meyer Homes, a home builder. Also, Matt West with Kitchen Magic of the Low Country. And finally, we'll be talking with Shoshana Such with In and Outdoor Cabinetry. Well, the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition is coming up August 28th through the 30th, and we've got a lot of exciting things going on. In the next couple weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot about Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native. She is from Greenville originally, and she's an art and antique expert. She's been on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. She also starred on a spinoff of Antiques Roadshow called Market Warriors. And she's got a brand new TV show that will be premiering this fall on the Ovation Network called Art Breakers, kind of a play on words, and because her expertise is in art and also antiques. Well, Miller is going to be making several appearances at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And on Friday, you have a chance to meet her personally and be one of only 65 guests to enjoy summertime cocktails and nibbles and hear a private seminar from Miller about the current trends in the art and antiques market and what's hot and what's not, if you want to collect art and antiques for investment purposes. This is a great chance to learn more from an expert, Miller Gaffney, and you'll be able to meet her personally, be one of only 65 guests. And this is for a private meet and greet taking place on Friday, August 28th from 5 until 6:30. And tickets are only $25 for this private meet and greet, and you can purchase those at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And on Saturday and Sunday, Miller will be part of something we're calling Antique Home Show, where Miller will be conducting free appraisals of your art or antiques as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. So you'll be able to bring an antique or a piece of art, and Miller will be personally appraising your art or antiques right on the spot at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Saturday and Sunday. Well, we hope you have a great weekend, and if you want more information, go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and they're located at 4759 Franchise Street in North Charleston. And we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And now we're talking with James Guerin with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. How you doing, James?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. James, take a moment and tell everybody about Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, we're a full-service heating and air conditioning company. We've locally owned and operated here in Charleston, so you know the money stays right here. It's not tied to any corporate deals anywhere else. We've been in business since 1979 and plan to be around for a long time to come.
Gotcha. Okay, 1979. Let me do my quick math. So that is 30 years, is that right? Over 30 years? 99, 2009. Coming up on 30 years.
Coming up on 30 years.
Good deal. You must have a lot of happy customers over those years.
A lot of happy customers. As a matter of fact, we still have our first customer from 1979.
No kidding. Wow. And Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, this is a family-run business?
It is. It's a family-owned company. Very great place to work. Loved it here. I've been here 20 years and love it here.
Mm-hmm. How many employees does Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning have?
We presently have 45 employees at this
45.
Time.
45. Wow. That's really good. And so every week, Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning is giving a paycheck to those 40 employees. They all live here locally. They're all spending their money locally. And I guess I'm just saying that because when it comes to who you hire to do work on your home, you as the consumer, as the homeowner, you are in charge, and you can kind of vote with your dollars where you want to spend it. And you want to spend it on a national company or keep and those dollars leave Charleston, or do you want to spend it on a local company and those dollars are recirculated through Charleston? So that's what you'll get with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's very true.
What brands does Smith Heating and Air Conditioning sell for heating and air?
We're a Lennox Premier dealer. We're also a Carrier dealer and a Trane dealer as well. And we can also get any brand that anyone wants out there.
Gotcha. And with this hot weather, is Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, are you folks doing mostly replacements or new installs or repairs or a little of all of the above?
A lot of replacements this year. We've been into an extremely hot summer and a lot of repairs just for the extreme temperatures. You know, every unit out there is just running at its complete maximum that it can do, and it's just being worked too hard, and a lot of them are failing at this time.
How do you know when you need a new air conditioning, heating and air conditioning system?
Well, the general life expectancy is about 10 to 15 years mm-hmm. on a heating and air conditioning system. If yours is 15 plus years old, it's always a great idea to go ahead and think about getting ready to replace it, because the next time that it breaks down may be a costly repair, and that would be the opportunity, you know, the great time to look at replacing it mm-hmm. as far as spending a lot of money to fix an older system.
If you've got one of those older systems, is it likely to be a high efficiency type unit? Or not?
More than likely not. Now the minimum efficiency is 14 SEER. If you've got one 15 years old, it's probably going to be 10 to 12 SEER or maybe even lower. But 14 SEER is the new minimum, which started January this year.
And SEER is S-E-E-R. What does that mean?
That stands for Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio.
Okay.
That is how the manufacturers rate their match systems and gives you an energy rating on it.
Okay. And so the higher the SEER, the less money you're going to be having to spend to operate the heating and air conditioning system?
That is correct.
Okay. How high up is, what's the highest SEER rating on a unit that Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning might sell?
They're typically up to 20 to 22, 23 SEER on some makes and models.
Wow, interesting. And so the minimum SEER is 14. Mm-hmm. And I think back to my first house, and it didn't have a central heating and air conditioning system, and so I had one put in. And at that time, it was like a program through SCNG, and they required that you buy a high efficiency unit, and that was a 12 SEER at the time. So they were much lower. You could buy units for probably 8 or 10 SEER, but those were very inefficient, and the 12 SEER was a high efficient unit at that time. Of course, I'm dating myself. That's 25 years ago. And now they're up to 22, 23, 24 SEER.
That's correct.
What is there? Do you have customers who do go with the highest SEER rating, and is it worth it to go with one of those really high SEER rating in terms of the payback that you'll get with energy savings?
Well, a couple things you have to look at is how long do you plan on remaining in that home that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be there for a long enough time to recoup that money on energy savings. If you're not, then it may be better option for you to go with a mid-grade SEER rating instead of the highest that it's available. So that's really the main thing you have to look at is just how long you're going to be there and how long are you willing to wait to recoup that money back in savings.
I gotcha. And what do you find most of your customers buy a particular SEER rating? Is there an average?
On average, I would say in between 15 and 17 SEER is what most people choose to do.
What are some of the other features that are on the newer heating and air conditioning systems that if you have an older system you might not have, like the variable speed? Talk about that a little bit.
Variable speed blower fans, which are typically on a lot of your higher SEER units nowadays, and that will allows that blower motor to speed up and slow down, not just one speed all the time, which is what you would typically have in an older system.
Mm-hmm.
So judging by outdoor temperature conditions, the heat load on the house at that time of day, it can adjust that blower speed, which will take care of dehumidification in the house and better cool that house during that time.
I got you. So instead of just one speed, it might be running at a lower speed, which is using less energy.
Exactly.
That's where the variable mm-hmm. comes in. What temperature do you recommend people set their thermostats at when they're in the summertime when they're at home?
Generally about 75 degrees. A lot of people like 78. That's a good number, you know, for saving some energy. But just whatever you feel comfortable at. Generally, with the heat wave that we've been having lately, 78 is a great temperature to set it at because a lot of times you're not going to get much lower than that anyway when it gets close to 100 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how about in the winter time?
In the winter time, 68 is an ideal temperature to set for there as well.
68, gotcha. What are some telltale signs that a homeowner might need? It might be time to replace a unit.
If they've noticed that it seems to run longer and longer to do the job for them, things of that nature, if they have extremely high light bills, things like that, they might want to look into getting their unit serviced and like that. Maybe there's a problem with it, causing it to run longer than it should, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Okay. And if you're like our air conditioning unit at work when we've had these days in the high 90s, it's running almost constantly, and we even have insulation. Our building's insulated, so is that a sign that we might need to replace it?
It very well could be, or it could just be the extreme heat conditions outside. Most unit manufacturers design their systems to cool up to 95 degrees. So what that means is when the temperature gets above 95 degrees, they're not giving it a SEER rating at that point. While it's operating under that extreme heat, basically it's going to do all that it can do. And so basically that's the limit. Once you get above 95 and you get close to 100 degrees with 110 heat index, the heat is just infiltrating on your home so much that it's just trying to cool it as fast as it can, but it just most of the time can't keep up.
What about outside your home, like for the unit outside, it should if you let the grass grow tall or you got weeds around it, that's certainly not going to help.
No, that's not going to help at all. It's always a great idea to keep it clean, clear of any vegetation, anything like that. You can even take a garden hose and rinse the coil off outside on that unit as well.
Do it yourself. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning?
Well, we're on the internet as well. They can look us up at www.smithshvac.com. They can give us a call here at 843-552-3772. Or they can stop by and see us at 4759 Franchise Street, and we're located in the Dorchester Industrial Park in North Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we have been speaking with James Guerin with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Betsy Kalman with the Summer House. How are you doing, Betsy?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Betsy, take a moment and tell everybody about the Summer House.
The Summer House is a new enterprise that I've started because I have found in my history with home construction that there was a need for quality products that were available in a short time frame for a reasonable price. And So we have decided to carry a number of products that we can get behind and offer to our customers that fit that bill.
Gotcha. Betsy, do you have a construction background?
I do. I actually started Kalman Construction with my husband, Kevin, back in 1987 in Nantucket, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We moved to Charleston in 1996 and began building here. We did mostly large custom homes and remodeling projects.
Mm, gotcha. And so you've taken your background in construction, and you're using that expertise in your new venture, the Summer House. What types of products and services does the Summer House offer?
The Summer House is providing primarily four products and services at this point. The first are closet systems. We also are offering granite and cabinetry and other hard surfaces like quartz and marble, and solar panels.
Gotcha. So these are four different products that you don't have to necessarily be working with Kalman Construction or anything. It's you have your own builder, and if you are interested in getting a bid on closet systems or granite or quartz countertops or cabinetry or solar panels, you would talk to the Summer House, and you folks would be able to help homeowners. How?
Well, these are all products that will enhance your lifestyle. So, for example, if you are nearing the end of a construction project and want to have your closets custom fitted, we can come in and measure and custom fit closet systems to your home. We can provide granite and cabinets. All of our products can be ordered and installed within a 2-week time frame. So that's a real benefit to any homeowner that's working within a tight schedule, tight budget, and wants a quality product.
Well, talk about the process. What is it just for new construction, or is it for remodeling too?
It will work for either. So the if it is a remodeling project, at some point when everything has been taken out and the space is ready for measurement, we would come in and measure for the kitchen cabinets, and they're all designed on the computer. And then we would get your measurements for countertops and create a template. We're working with an organization from Atlanta that comes and brings in the granite and the sinks. And then we would install it. So it'll work equally well. New homes, remodeling.
Gotcha. And how does a homeowner, when you're meeting with a homeowner, how do they choose from the selection of different closet systems or different granite or cabinetry?
That's a great question. So we have samples. So we have a number of samples that are in the first two tiers of granite, for example, and we can provide samples if people want to spend more money on their granite and have something in mind, a particular color, or some veins or something in particular that they're looking for. Cabinet doors are the exact finish and wood that we would be using. Closet systems, the same. We have samples, and then we design online, and we'll send you a quote and a drawing of your new system.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you folks at the Summer House have worked all the pricing out, so that if you're talking to someone who is really budget minded, would you have certain products that would fit that person? Maybe they're remodeling a rental house or something.
Yes, there are certainly, within each product, there are several options in several different price points. But that was really our goal, to be able to provide reasonably priced products to everybody. So, for example, our cabinets are solid wood doors and faces, and the boxes are built from plywood. So they're a very high quality cherry and maple cabinet that comes in a variety of finishes, mm-hmm. and it's extremely well priced. Hmm.
So there are literally hundreds of cabinet companies that build cabinetry. There's lots of people who do granite, and so how did the Summer House? How did you folks? What kind of research did you do to select these particular products?
The most of the research was done by Kalman Construction over the past year or two, and it really has been trial and error that we've gone and found products and tried them and seen just how quickly we could get them from the manufacturer and what they looked like when they arrived, and seen how satisfied our customers were with the product. So these are not new companies by any stretch. They're all established companies that we've worked with and are very, very satisfied with. So
you folks have sort of vetted these companies.
Oh, yes.
You've tested them, and you've seen what their pricing is like, and know that there's not any unexpected surprises or things like that.
Correct. And so when I say that we can do it from measuring to complete installation in 2 weeks, that's an outside number. We can really get it done pretty quickly.
Even with things being so busy as they are here
building? Yes, even with things being so busy.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah,
good
we're really you. Excited about the opportunity at the Summer House.
Yeah, that's great. So we've got closet systems, there's granite, there's cabinetry, and then solar panels. Talk about solar panels and
right. So that's kind of out of left field, isn't it? That we've got all these interior finishes,
right,
and then solar panels.
Uh-huh.
But we are really interested in being able to be green, to be able to sustain your own energy. And so that's something that we've been very interested in. And through the Summer House, we've gone and done a lot of research again on the product. And I can just offer you a few points about solar panels. What we're doing is the grid-tied system. So these solar panels will actually tie to the power companies through the homeowner's electric meter.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowner's going to be able to generate their own electricity. They can get tax credits for up to 50% of the cost of the system. And the panels that we're going to be offering will have at least a 25-year warranty from the manufacturer.
Interesting. And so you're not just selling the homeowner the panels, you're working with an electrician to install them and so forth?
Correct. And again, we're partnering with Kalman Construction. Kevin Kalman is a master electrician, and he's also becoming certified to be a solar panel installer.
Hmm.
So he is doing his homework and taking certification tests and becoming licensed.
Well, it's a really neat concept, because sometimes builders they don't want to share their suppliers or subcontractors with anybody else. They want to keep them secret, which is kind of not fair to the subs or suppliers, because those folks want to grow and
right,
expand their business. And But the builder's like, no, you need to just take care of us. So Kalman Construction is kind of sharing the suppliers that you folks have used successfully in the past, and you've vetted them out, and that's what a great concept. How can folks learn more about the Summer House?
Well, we will have a website up in the next couple of weeks. It will be summerhousecharleston.com. Our phone number is 843-856-0515. And so give us a call, or in about 2 weeks, check out our website. We'll be on Facebook and Twitter.
And also come see the Summer House at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, happening August 28th through the 30th. And will you folks have any kind of special offers to celebrate your grand opening?
We will. I am very excited that we are partnering with Helen Crow, who is an interior designer from Camden, and she is now living full-time in Charleston. She's going to partner with us. So our special from now through the end of August is for every job that we book, the client will get 2 complimentary design hours provided to them.
Very good. And that's valuable advice that homeowners will be getting. Well, we have been talking with Betsy Kalman with the Summer House. Thanks so much, Betsy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And now we're talking with Jeff Meyer with J. Meyer Homes. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Good. Jeff, take a moment and tell everybody about J. Meyer Homes.
We're a locally based home builder. We have 3 neighborhoods, and we typically build homes in the upper $100,000 to low $200,000 range. We have a neighborhood in Hollywood. We have a neighborhood that's called Deerfield Hall. We have a neighborhood in Ladson that's called Charleston Chase, and we have a neighborhood in Westcott that's called Westcott Chase in the Westcott Plantation in North Charleston.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. So these are our 3 specific neighborhoods that J. Meyer Homes builds in. Do you build any other places around the Lowcountry?
That's it for right now, but we're looking to expand.
Okay, good deal. And so in those 3 neighborhoods, does J. Meyer Homes, do you folks build spec houses and or do you have a model home?
We have model homes, and we do build some spec houses, and we build quite a few build-to-order houses.
Hmm. What's involved with the build-to-order homes that J. Meyer Homes builds?
We typically have 4 or 5 floor plans that we offer as a standard offering, and that enables us to get good pricing from our subcontractors. We try to deliver value, and we try to hold a price point, so we know people are cost conscious, and we try to deliver an energy efficient and well thought out floor plan that they can buy. And we've been doing pretty well. We've had some good success with a lot of the new aviation jobs that have been created in Charleston. We see a lot of those folks coming through our doors, and we're excited about the job growth in Charleston and excited about our ability to help people out that are in that price range.
Good deal. What if someone has their own plans? Do you try to steer away from that?
We have our own plans, and we have some standardized options so people can personalize their house. They can make color selections. They can choose their finishes. But we really are unable to deliver the kind of value with someone else's plan that we can build with our own plan.
Gotcha. So it's sort of like a semi-custom home.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Gotcha, and that makes sense because you've got everything worked out with your subs and suppliers based on these particular model homes that you have, the specific plans that you folks have, and it's nice that I'm sure that your customers appreciate the value in that and the savings that they'll get from that.
They do, and they also like that when we build the plan over and over again, we make some refinements on it. So it makes sure that the floor plans are very livable and work for people.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us a chance to iron out the bugs in the plan to make those houses work the best they can.
Right. What's the process? Does someone visit the neighborhood and then purchase the lot, and then you folks, and then they decide on the floor plan or the style of house?
Typically, they come visit our house. They look at our model home. We typically have one model home, but we offer 4 to 5 floor plans. They pick a lot that we have developed or we own, so they have a choice within the neighborhood of which location might fit that particular plan. They don't buy the lot separately. It's they choose their house, they choose their lot, and then we try to make it as easy as possible. So they put down a fairly nominal down payment, maybe $2,500 to $3,500, and then we go ahead with the building process. They get qualified from a lender, and we start applying for our building permit, and we typically have about a 6-month cycle time from the time that somebody comes in and decides to build a house from scratch with us. And of course, we try to also maintain some spec inventory where houses that, we call them quick delivery homes, where we start building the house and they typically sell, a month or two before they're ready to be delivered. And then the people can make their finished choices on it, but they can get the house in a faster delivery cycle.
Well, the thing about it being kind of an all-inclusive package from J. Meyer Homes is, one thing that strikes me is if someone has to buy a lot and they go out and they get a lot loan, the interest on that lot loan is not deductible. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so the fact that you've got it kind of all rolled into one price makes it very attractive for your customers.
It makes the process so much easier if you can do it the way that we offer it. Mm-hmm. It really saves the buyer a lot of headache, a lot of money, and helps them to focus on, the attractiveness of their house through their selections as opposed to worrying about, different aspects of a loan.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of features will your customers find in homes built by J. Meyer Homes?
We strive to have energy efficient homes. Again, we try to hit the price point, in that upper $100,000 to lower $200,000 range. Our homes typically have a nice master bedroom and master bedroom suite, master bath suite, and they're typically standard with 3 bedrooms total. They have flexibility in the floor plans. They can get up to 4 bedrooms. We like to offer lofts as a standard, whenever we can, so that there's some upstairs living spaces. And we try to have efficiently laid out floor plans so that the room sizes stay big. We don't have many wasted spaces, and it makes the house livable and cost effective from an energy management standpoint.
What kind of square foot range will your customers find with J. Meyer Homes?
We typically start out around the 1,250 square foot range, and we go up to just over 3,000 square foot with optional spaces.
Mm-hmm. Attached garage, or
all our plans that we currently offer have attached garages.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Are they built on a crawl space or a slab?
We typically are building on a slab.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned the that you try to make the J. Meyer Homes as energy efficient as possible. We're here at Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and I understand that J. Meyer Homes works with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning exclusively.
Yeah, they do all our HVAC work, and they do a very good job. They partner with Lennox, so we offer Lennox equipment in our homes that are high-efficiency equipment that are very – it's a very good brand and has very good durability, and it's easily serviced in the event that you run into a service issue.
Nice. What about things like with the kitchen with the cabinetry? What kind of countertops, that kind of thing?
Are the base, or I should say, the standard countertops that we use are typically plastic laminate countertops. But quite a few people will opt to have either Corian solid surface countertop or granite, which is that's probably one of the most popular options in our homes is to get a granite countertop.
Mm. Very good. Fireplaces?
We offer fireplaces as an option. Mm-hmm. Lately, we have not. People don't seem to be focusing on fireplaces as much as they focus on flooring upgrades and other types of finish upgrades.
Mm, gotcha. Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about J. Meyer Homes?
An easy way to learn more about us is to go on to our website, which is www.jmeyerhomes.com, JMEYERHOMES.com.
JMeyerHomes.com.
That's correct.
Good
and,
deal.
And you can, we have each of our neighborhoods has information, and there are phone numbers that you can call for the respective neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. And is J. Meyer Homes, are you folks a local company or a national company?
We are a local company. I've got quite a bit of experience working for national home builders through my career, where I've worked for probably 5 of the top 10 home builders in the country up and down the East Coast. And so I bring that national experience to a local business where the beauty of our company is that we're close to our home buyers. So I know most of the people that buy homes from us, and you know, we strive to give people a really good experience in purchasing a new home and to live in the new home after they close.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Jeff Meyer with J. Meyer Homes. Thanks so much, Jeff. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And now we're talking with Matt West with Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Matt, take a moment and tell everybody about Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tim. Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry is a local kitchen remodeling company. So we are actually a manufacturer of custom cabinetry and cabinet doors. And the service we perform, of course, is complete kitchen remodels. So we'll rip out your cabinets and install new ones, as well as countertops. But we also offer cabinet refacing, which is a really unique product. It's a very skilled trade. Our company was actually founded in 1978, and so we've got a lot of experience with cabinet refacing.
What is cabinet refacing?
Well, what that is you take off the old cabinet doors and drawer boxes. We sand down the backers, and then we install what's like a laminate backer, and then new doors and drawer fronts. But what we can do with the cabinet refacing, it's not just taking off the cabinets, it's improving the complete functionality of your kitchen. So what that means is we can convert drawers to doors, doors to drawers, we can pull trash pullouts, whatever needs to be done to make your kitchen more useful so that you can get to everything you need quickly and easily.
Do if someone opts for cabinet refacing from Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry, do the existing cabinets need to be in a certain kind of condition, or do they need to be a certain quality?
Really, you'd be surprised. We can reface just about anything as long as there's no mold. We can reface any cabinet. The veneer that we apply to the cabinet makes it structurally stronger, so we can reinforce the sides and the backs and those kinds of areas. So as long as it's not mold or mildew damage, we can usually reface just about anything.
What about homeowners who maybe have a dated kitchen? Let's say, you know, they've got those old oak cabinets that were very popular in the 70s, oak stain. And maybe they want to change the look. They want more of a painted cabinet look. What if someone decided they wanted to just paint their cabinets themselves versus Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry?
Well, that's a great question that we get asked all the time. The big difference between painting and refacing is you're getting a much higher quality cabinet door. If you hold up our doors to anything out there, you'll notice the difference just in the weight to begin with. one of the things we like to do too is take a quarter and hit it against the cabinet, and you can see that it doesn't scratch. If you were to repaint your cabinets, it would scratch. A lot of times the paint peels. None of that happens with our doors. We offer a lifetime warranty, in fact, on our doors and drawers, so you're guaranteed that it's going to look as good as it did from day one 20 years from now. But you're right about the colors, too. The that oak, replacing the oak and white is probably the two colors we've replaced the most of. What's been really popular is the gray and kind of the stainless look. That's the grays and with the white tops are what everybody seems to be really wanting these days. That's a popular color scheme with a lot of different things in interior design, not just kitchens.
What about like the decorative hardware, but the hinges and the hardware that like a drawer runs on? You know, you might have an older kitchen and you've got those ball bearing type drawers, very rough. It's very difficult to open. Not something you look forward to. Does Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry, will you be replacing all that hardware as well?
Absolutely. We've got a Blue Motion drawer, which is really cool. It's one of those anti-slam drawers. So they're real quiet. If you have kids, they're great because it helps keep the kitchen real quiet as you're going through your cabinets. We've also got some devices on our cabinet doors that prevent them from slamming as well. So your kitchen's going to be a lot quieter with our hardware. And the hinges, as you mentioned, those are really cool. Use a Euro style hinge that's hidden, but your door can actually pop right off the hinge real easily if you need to clean it or whatever, and then you can put them right back on.
When would you be talking to a customer about replacing the cabinets versus refacing them?
Usually when you replace them, that's when they're looking for a new layout of the kitchen, so maybe an island. A lot of times we'll add cabinets. We'll add an island or maybe some hanging cabinets with glass doors. We also sell or install a lot of different entertainment centers, so a lot of people like built-in cabinets, nurseries. We've got a really cool project we just finished with a built-in nursery that's really neat with the changing table in between, beautiful cabinets, and so those were all new. Sometimes people have like a bay window and want some cabinets under that, and we can put like a custom cushion on it. Laundry rooms are becoming more and more popular. People are really designing really nice laundry rooms, so we'll have cabinets kind of surrounding your washer and dryer with a nice countertop. It looks really nice, makes doing laundry a lot more pleasant.
Mm-hmm. What's what is the engineered wood that Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry uses for your cabinets?
Well, basically what that is it's just like traditional wood, except for it's got what I would consider almost like a protective wrap. So we do offer traditional wood as well, but the engineered wood is just a much higher quality, much better for the Lowcountry because it doesn't fade. It's very good against the moisture and, you know, some of the humidity we have down here, much better than wood. It doesn't warp. And again, it's guaranteed with the lifetime warranty. And the really cool thing is you can just use so many gorgeous colors. I mean, it's the best of both worlds because it's wood, but it can have that painted look that we were talking about earlier of just about any color usually.
Does Kitchen Magic only help the homeowner with the cabinets, or what about countertops and?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We offer every brand of countertop out there just about. And then we can find the color. So if sometimes people are interested in exotic granites and so forth. But really, the best countertop product that we sell the most of is our quartz. Because quartz, you don't need to seal. It's a consistent pattern. There's just so many cool color options that you can do combined with our cabinets.
What is quartz? What is that material?
It's basically like it's a man-made product. A blend of actual natural quartz as well as some synthetic materials that allows you to have the movement and the colors of granite, but a more consistent pattern. And most of all, it's sealed, so it's non-porous, so you don't have to worry about spilling a glass of wine on a beautiful white countertop. It's as long as you clean it up mm-hmm. quickly. But
is there a particular brand of the quartz countertops that Kitchen Magic uses?
Yeah, we are strong partners with DuPont. So we offer DuPont Zodiac, which has got some really great colors. You can even visit us in Costco's. We have kiosks at Costco in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, and you can see samples of the beautiful colors of DuPont Zodiac, as well as Corian.
Gotcha. And what are you finding customers are asking for their new kitchens?
Yeah, Zodiac's a big seller as far as the quartz, but they're really liking they've got some colors that look like marble, but of course with quartz it's much stronger than marble, and again it's non-sealed. So some whites and real light colors of that are real popular. There's a white Carrera that's a gorgeous color. And then the gray cabinets and the stainless look cabinets are very popular, but we still sell a lot of cherry, and we've got a real nice color called chocolate pear, which is like a dark, real dark coffee looking wood that's a big seller.
Hmm. You said stainless.
Yeah, it's a really
for
cool,
cabinets.
Yeah, it's a really cool gray that has kind of a little shine to it. Not exactly stainless steel, but it's just a little bit shinier gray, and people really like that color.
Interesting. Does that work with like an older house? Does it?
Yeah, it is more modern. You're right. With a more modern or newer house, it is where we usually sell it. But it can work with an older house. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've completely, you know, redesigned your kitchen, the light fixtures and all that kind of stuff, then it can really work well with an older home as well.
Well, that's great. How can folks get more information about Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry?
Best thing to do is give us a call right now. Our operators are standing by, 843-779-1155. Again, that's 843-779-1155. Or visit us out at Publix Merchant Walk. We'll be there today and tomorrow all day, so you can come by and see some of our colors there as well. Or visit us at Costco.
How about on the website?
And, of course, the website, yep, lowcountrykitchenmagic.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Matt West with Kitchen Magic of the Lowcountry. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Shoshana Such with In-N-Out Door Cabinetry. How are you doing, Shoshana?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Shoshana, take a moment and tell everybody about In-N-Out Door Cabinetry.
Great. Well, I specialize in the outdoor cabinetry. We have a weatherproof and waterproof resin product that looks just like wood. It has over 15 different finishes to tie in with different color schemes. It's versatile. It works like wood, except it's completely weatherproof and waterproof.
Hmm.
So it's a forever product that somebody could put in their backyard, out by their pool, in a porch, any outdoor environment.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is rinse it down with a hose, maybe some mild cleanser. It's quite wonderful to have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my specialty, and the brand name is NatureCast. And then I also do a lot of indoor cabinetry. So I'm finding that a lot of people want to just renovate the homes that they're in, and a lot of smaller kitchen spaces seem to be coming up that I am having a lot of fun designing, just with all of the bells and whistles that you'd find in a larger kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a lot of fun for me. And I am also a designer with Shelf Genie. So I go in when people do not even want to change up their cabinetry. They just want to incorporate more accessories, functionality, things to make their life in the kitchen better. And I'm finding a new tagline for myself is that I add more pleasure to people's homes.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Shoshana, In-N-Out Door Cabinetry, and that's spelled I-N as in in, and outdoor cabinetry. So you folks specialize in outdoor cabinetry, which is what you led off with. And as far as the outdoor cabinetry goes, I was hoping that you were going to say all you have to do to clean it is to hose it off, because I wish that was the case for cleaning a house, either that or maybe taking a leaf blower and opening up the doors and windows, but that's not very practical. But that's amazing. The outdoor cabinetry, it really does stand up to the elements?
Totally does. It was designed by a man, Mike Morass, out of Florida, so it's used to. he's used to hurricanes and all of these crazy storms with hard rains and high winds. And so long as it's put down, there's nothing that you can do to this to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, as the outdoor cabinetry that you folks sell is being installed, do you ever see like some indoor cabinetry that's been used in the outdoor that's being ripped out?
Absolutely. I see a lot of wood that is warped, that is damaged, that is molded. The paint is an issue. There's only so many coats of paint you can put on something before it's a mess. And then how much work are you going to do to that wood product to make it look good again? Time is money.
Right.
And even retired people, they don't want to spend all their time, this is what I am finding, continuing to improve something that is a lot of work. They really want something that they can have and will work for them and they can enjoy and take it easy a little bit.
That's no maintenance. Yeah,
no
maintenance. That's great. With the people who have tried to use indoor cabinetry on the outside, obviously they've spent some money for it, and they may have bought some cheap cabinetry or they may have bought some expensive cabinetry, but the fact that it's made for the indoors and it's been exposed to the elements, it has to be replaced. And so is it that much more expensive to buy the outdoor cabinetry from In and Outdoor Cabinetry?
It's about almost three times more expensive.
Than a cabinet?
Yes.
Give me
and
an example.
Depending,
like
you know,
a base cabinet, an 18-inch base cabinet.
So like on the indoor, you could average about $300 for that. On the outdoor, you could easily average $900 for that.
But it's never going to have to be replaced.
It'll never have to be replaced.
And usually, I'm speculating that the cabinetry in an outdoor kitchen is probably not going to be as expansive as the cabinetry inside a house. Or is that incorrect?
Well, actually, we have the glide-out shelves. We use a PVC box. And PVC shelves and PVC rollout trays, all with stainless steel. We have cutlery inserts.
Nice.
We have a lot of bells and whistles for the outdoors.
Right. You can actually make that outdoor kitchen like an indoor kitchen.
Truly we can, yes.
That's amazing. As far as the indoor cabinetry, how can you help a homeowner? Will they call In and Outdoor Cabinetry and they tell you they already have a plan, or can you help them with a kitchen design?
They can do whatever they feel comfortable doing, wherever they're at in their process. No matter what I do, even if it is only for Shelf Genie to go and improve their accessibility, I'm still going to listen very carefully. I'm going to ask, how do they use their kitchen? I'm going to pay attention to what they have in their kitchen. And I'm going to offer suggestions and ideas regardless of whether or not they're going to do many changes, because it helps them open up their thought process to how they do use their kitchen and what would be more functional for them, what's more practical for them. I'm a highly practical person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I can't be all frills. I can be. But I find that most people really just want to know, you know, what's going to be the best thing to help me enjoy my kitchen more, to give me what I need to use the space properly and have what I need where I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just help people reorganize a whole bunch of stuff where they would never imagine putting it, and they require fewer changes because of that. And I'm not afraid to not sell something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to help somebody make practical changes, and then if they need something else, I'm happy to sell it to them mm-hmm. and help them with that. But it's not all about selling new products.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Shoshana, earlier that that you help homeowners that have small spaces, small kitchens. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, more challenging than a brand new space that has 1,200 square feet for a kitchen is an existing space that has 400 square feet mm-hmm. for a kitchen or less.
Which is like a 4 foot by 10 foot space.
Yeah, there are some small little galley kitchens out there, and I actually live in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really fun for me is to be able to use tray dividers and spice cabinets and rollout trays and corner cabinets and all of the things that make life so much nicer in the kitchen in a smaller kitchen. Mm. And it's just all about how you organize your stuff.
Mm-hmm. For people who might be interested in some of the Shelf Genie rollout shelves that go into the base cabinets and pantries in your existing pantries or base cabinets, how do you advise homeowners whether to go with a Shelf Genie product versus replacing the cabinets altogether?
It's subjective. If a client is happy with their cabinets, sometimes they just want to repaint them. Sometimes they don't want to replace them. And if that's where they're coming from, it is much more cost-effective to go with Shelf Genie accessories.
Mm-hmm.
If I am on a Shelf Genie sales call specifically for that company, I am assuming that that is what they want to do. And sometimes they change it up. Sometimes they find out that I am a cabinetry specialist and they ask me a whole bunch of questions. But again, unless they're dissatisfied with what they have, there's no reason to change it for them. And it also depends how long they plan on spending in their home and what that means to them. Yes, adding Shelf Genie and changing cabinetry and doing those upgrades does help the resale value. All of them add value to a home. But practically speaking, if somebody's going to be there a while and it's not important to them, that's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I never push anything just because it makes sense financially down the road, because who knows what down the road may be.
Right. How do the pull-out shelves work? Like, describe a before and after scenario for that you've experienced with a homeowner.
Okay, so let's say I go into a kitchen and they're happy with their cabinetry and they want to improve the accessibility of areas and better functionality of areas. With Shelf Genie, we use these stainless steel full extension rails that come all the way out. Usually the product that you will buy in a Lowe's or a Home Depot, those products are about they come three-quarters of the way out, and a quarter of the space that you want to access is still left inside the cabinet. We don't have to do that. We have full extension, so that's huge. It's a stainless steel self-lubricating ball bearing with ball bearings, so it's really easy to use. We have a melamine bottom. It's not plywood, so melamine is so easy to maintain and mm-hmm. clean, and it's not, if water or something else gets to it, it won't destroy. We use birch, which is a great wood for these types mm-hmm. of products. So our product, first of all, to use it is so easy to use. It's high quality. We install it. We do everything that somebody needs to do. And instead of having to get down on your knees and reach underneath for something, you can just bend down and pull it open. I also educate people on putting the taller products on the bottom. It's easier to bend down not so low to get the taller things than it is to get the smaller things. So I educate them on how to position their items so that it's easier to access. I also educate them to put their heaviest things on the top shelf because people think they should be on the bottom because it's stronger, but our Shelf Genie glide outs hold 100 pounds apiece or more. So by putting your heaviest stuff on top, that's less wear and tear on your back.
Mm, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with In and Outdoor Cabinetry.
Well, the best part about my business is I make house calls. So they can call me at 843-670-1392. They can also go to my website, which is just how it sounds, inandoutdoorcabinetry.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can also go to Charleston Home and Design, New Home Charleston website, and they can probably find me there since I advertise there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we've been talking with Shoshana Such with In and Outdoor Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.